For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Everything lit, man.
Everything lit.
Everything lit.
Back at it again.
Back at it again. We don't know what we call this podcast.
Nope.
We going to name this podcast later. What up, brother? I'm here with my guy, my friend, my producer, everything, man. Right, Mr. Alexander DeBlanc is in the building. What up, brother?
Feels good to be back.
Yes, sir, man. How you feeling, man? Well, tell me about the week. You had a fun adventure, bro.
Hell of an adventure. I wouldn't necessarily say fun, but it was a life-changing one.
You had some fun.
I did.
Hey, you had some fun.
I didn't think about that. That was a speck in a long road or a long journey, bro.
Hey, when you're having a long journey, man, you deserve a little bit of fun.
Hey, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta go in the pool and just take a deep dive in the pool, bro, in a nice, warm, hot tub sometimes. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's what you gotta do.
Hey, look, I don't even have words for it because that experience was different.
Hot tub, the jacuzzi, and whatever it was. You want to tell us what happened, man? Tell us how you, what made you even take this trip? Like,
I ain't telling that story. Yeah. I'm going to tell you the overall story.
I ain't even asking about the jacuzzi, bro. I'm talking about just why you was, where you was at and what happened. Give us the insight.
It was a life-changing journey. So for people that don't know, my family is from Haiti. I think I've talked about it before. But recently, the airport shut down because they were shooting at the airplane. So no flights were leaving Haiti. Mm. Now, mind you, my parents are supposed to come back on the 29th. So we got a call from the airline. Spirit's the only airport that flies to Haiti. That's how you know Spirit. But people got some real niggas running Spirit.
People talk a lot of stuff about Spirit, but Spirit, I ain't gonna lie, Spirit ain't do me wrong yet. And the times that they have done me wrong, they compensated me on the back end.
See?
It'd be like $50, $100, but shit. Other flights don't do nothing.
They have first class now. We found that out. They have first class, unlimited drinks, unlimited whatever you want if you pay for those big seats up front. Telling you,
okay.
They're trying to up that game up.
First class. I might have to get me a first class Spirit flight.
Hey, that joint, bro. When I was coming back from Haiti, I forgot what brother's name was, but we got lit on the flight back from Fort Lauderdale. I almost missed that joint.
First class. Oh no, I gotta take a trip.
Oh my god.
All right, so my bad. Please tell the people.
Yeah. So, no, definitely take first class. But nah. So my family got stuck in Haiti, and we kind of had to scramble, bro. We had less than 2 weeks to figure out how we're going to get them out the country. Thank God, again, shout out to Spirit, we were able to change the flight from Haiti to DR. And this is where it get crazy.
Uh-oh.
Because my parents are older. Like, my dad's 70, he had a stroke. And my mom's 65, but, she don't move as quick as she used to. She had diabetes and high blood pressure. So they're older, you know what I'm saying? And they're way more needy now. Your boy tried to spring into action. So literally, man, thank God, the funds were there. When I needed it, ironically, like, shout out to my CEO. He had looked out crazy. Yeah, bro.
Wow.
Because
I remember you telling me that. Yeah.
Ironically.
Yeah. So and you was worried about all that?
And he looked out. That's what I'm saying. But God had bigger plans.
First of all, you rich.
No.
Because how somebody send you that much money and you not know it was in the account?
Nah. So let me tell you a story. All right. The backstory to that. I got hit by the Atlanta Water Boys.
Oh, yeah. So,
I'm sick of them, bro. So I ain't never used my Cash App. So a backstory to that. In April, my Cash App got hit for $800 by the Water Boys. So I haven't used Cash App since.
How the hell you get hit for $800 by Atlanta Water Boys?
I don't even know, bro. I scanned the QR code. $800 came out. I don't know what type of next level scan they had.
Oh, that's different.
Bro, I'm like, and the joint just was processing. So I'm like, but it just so happened that at that very time, I had $800 in my Cash App, just enough. I'm like, dang.
So took I haven't used Cash App. Piece. Sheesh.
Brother.
That's crazy.
So I haven't used Cash App since then. But then randomly one night, I remember the date exactly. It was November 15th. I'm up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Someone's just like, gotta be the Spirit. Check your Cash App. Where I opened that Cash App up and I seen that number.
Cha-ching.
I said, nah. I said, I'm tripping.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. Bro, what? Then out of nowhere, like the next morning, I text my CEO. I was like, nah, I appreciate this. Like,
you have no idea how much that helped.
He was like, what's going on? Tell him the situation. He was like, whatever you need, let me know.
Wow.
Flight booked, everything. Yeah.
Wait, for real?
Everything, bro.
Oh, you didn't tell me that part.
Everything, bro. Like, covered. That's crazy. And he just looked out. He was just like, bro, this is not like an everyday thing. It's not common. So I got on the flight December 29th, the day after Thanksgiving, flew there, got a rental car because the taxi was like $600 to go get them and drive back. I was like, nah, I'll take that risk. Niggas drove 3 hours there and 3 hours back with no GPS for real because something wrong with my phone. So I got to use my phone as like MapQuest. So I'm just driving through the country, through the hoods, seeing the whole country, seeing everything. Right? It was life-changing. But there was a moment that really defined everything for me, and I was leaving. And, you know, there's some tension between Haiti and the DR. It's been like that for a while now.
I never knew that.
Bro, it's a lot of tension. And part of the reason why I couldn't get a taxi was because, like, they would see me, and I'd be waving, and they were like, no. Like, so I literally had to walk. Thank God I had a rental car, too. But we were leaving, and I almost missed my flight. And I remember, like, my mom is getting, like, anxious. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because she's like, damn, you flew all the way here, got them. Mind you, I had to pay everybody at the border to get them there. So we are, like, 90% done with this journey. We just got to fly back. And we're on two different flights because I had to fly American, and they flew Spirit. So my flight leaves at 3:45, and their flight leaves at, like, 5:15. So we get to the airport. Spirit's like, we don't open up till 2:30.
Wow.
So I'm like, damn, I'm about to get through security. My flight leaves at 3:45. My parents' flight leaves at 3:15. So I'm trying to get them through security. But Spirit doesn't open up to check their bag till 2:30.
Right.
So, I mean, I've never been through their airport. You know what I'm saying? I flew in, but I don't know what their checkout process, you know what I'm saying, what that looks like. So I'm trying to, 2:30, we're first in line. And we're trying to get it figured out. Got my parents' wheelchair assistance and everything. Bro, they just was ignoring us.
Damn.
Like, we're trying to talk to them. I was first in line. We end up being, like, the third person served. I don't know if it was intentional or if they were just taking their time. But I kind of expressed to them early on that this is the situation. I need my parents. Like, y'all, if y'all could take care of my parents, that would be very helpful. Might be entitlement, but I just wanted to ensure that they had the best proper care and everything because it's my parents at the end of the day. So my mom sees this, bro. This is the moment that really, like, it blew me. So she's, like, asking me questions, but it also, at the same time, I learned something about this situation because she's asking me all these questions, but I'm trying to process. Like, if I miss my flight, what am I about to do?
Mm-hmm.
All right? So she's talking to me, but I'm kind of, like, stuck in my mind. Mm-hmm. So I don't hear her for real. And she's like, it's just see that I'm notably irritated at this point. Cause I'm like, bro, y'all like this is ridiculous. We're standing right in front of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Mom start crying.
Oh man.
So I look back and I just see her red in the face. I'm like, yo, what the hell's going on? Bro, that did something to me. that did something to me, bro. Because for one, my mom don't cry. She's like one of the strongest people I know. But to see that, I was like, bet. I was like, y'all don't even know. I literally went on Instagram the next day and I was like, villains are not born. They're created because, and not necessarily that I was like, I'm about to become a villain, but I was like, if you hate me when I'm broke, I'm not broke, but if you hate me at my lowest, oh, you're going to really hate me when I'm rich and up. But this is the motivation because my mom will never feel like this, ever. And I'm going to make sure I work hard until she never, what?
Did you always know that it was like some feud between Haiti and the DR?
So I knew it.
I never knew that.
Yeah, you know it. Like, there's tension. There's tension right now over a canal that's being built because it passes through both of the countries. And Haiti just recently started building irrigation tunnels so that water can go to their agriculture and, you know what I'm saying, things of that nature. So that's been a lot of tension because DR felt like, you know what I'm saying, and this is, you could do your research, DR feels like this is our canal. You know what I'm saying? There was like a historic battle where millions or thousands of people died.
Wait, DR feel like it's y'all canal?
Their canal.
Okay, it's theirs.
Because they're already using it. Okay. They've already been using it.
Okay.
But Haiti built like one or two recently to funnel water through so that they can get water for their like agriculture. It was an issue there. So it's been closed off. Like even the border that they had to cross through. Nigga, I had to pay every person on the DR side damn near just so they can let my parents come through.
You know, it's crazy. So it's funny because like over here in the States, you know, we always talk about racism and things like that. But I'm not going to lie. I mean, I know people have witnessed it and I probably witnessed it when I was young, but not as much. But like, I feel like you witnessed the segregation or, you know what I'm saying? Like they made you feel like like you were different.
And it was sad though, because back here, we all won.
Yeah.
Like it's like my barber Dominican back home. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, so it's, like, but that's what I'm saying. Cause like, we're not right. Like like the country was built off of slavery. Right. And we hear about it all the time, but I feel like so many black people like talk about it as if they witness it on a day to day. And I'm not trying to take nothing away from them. But it's still, I say that to say, it's still people in other countries who experience this to this day.
But it's different, right? Because, like, if you go to the DR, there's people that are darker than us. But it hurt because it's like, dang, we have hate towards each other just because our colonizers spoke differently. Mm. So because your colonizer spoke Spanish and my colonizer spoke French, we got our independence. There's a clash. Mm. So, like I said, I was shocked that I was even on the same island. They got KFC, McDonald's, Popeyes, all that stuff there, franchises that I haven't seen in Haiti. Mm. So you can just see the investment.
And it's 3 hours away.
If that, you know what I'm saying? The way I was moving.
Damn.
Boy. But yeah, bro, it was just a culture shock. But I'm tell you, that moment in the airport, I looked my mom in the eyes. I was like, man, you ain't never going to cry again. I said, the only time you're going to cry is tears of joy.
Do you think that was your first time experiencing something like that? In your whole time living? Because, like, again, we talk about slavery all the time.
Mm-mm. I went to school in West Virginia my first year. And, like, we literally had I remember this like it was yesterday. We were just standing on the steps, not doing...
Racism. I said we talk about slavery. We talk about racism all the time. So it's like...
But, yeah. The cops in West Virginia knew us by name. You know what I'm saying? They would stop us all the time. And it was 2,000 people on campus and, like, 3,000 in the town, including the students. So a very small town. They knew it was by first name. I remember a shotgun being pulled on us. Well, we never saw it, but we heard him rack it. Mm-hmm. He was like, y'all better get off our steps. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. This is where I'm at.
And damn.
It's more in your face than you would think in certain areas. But, you know, like I said, if you hate me now, you really gonna hate me then.
Now, it's crazy because, like, I remember one of my childhood friends, his name was Hemza Idris. I'll never forget. Like, he was the one, he graduated valedictorian. He was a big reason why I graduated number 5 in my class. Because
hold up.
What?
You graduated number 5 in your class?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna ever talk about that. This is like, bro, I feel like this is the first time I've ever heard
always,
that.
Bro, I've always been like,
what?
Just cool. Like, I don't even mean to say it like that.
Jeanette, he's talking about something. I'm the smartest person. He know he graduated from his class.
I just work hard. I'm not gonna lie. Like, and it's Baltimore City schools. I'm just saying. I'm just being real. Man. Like, I just work my ass off. So, like.
You wanna know where I graduated in my class? I barely graduated, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, I graduated number 5, but it was a lot contributed to him. Like, all my honors classes and stuff like that. My hand is in the way. Oh, shit. All my honors classes, it was because of him. Like, I worked with him a lot. Mm. And I'll never forget, that was my first time really being introduced to, like, another culture than mine, right? Mm. Because, like, I mean, I grew up all black neighborhood. I didn't know anything about nothing, to be real. So him being Muslim and him just telling me like his motivation to go to school and how he got all these siblings and like he really working and paying bills in high school. And I'm like, damn, like, yeah, I thought I had it bad. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you have no idea what I'm going through, like the work that I got to do, my family. And it really gave me a different appreciation for like different cultures. Mm-hmm. So like hearing you from Haiti, but really going back home and having to experience what these people experience in Haiti every day. You feel me? Like, not even, and again, I'm not trying to get too political because I don't know too much, but you think about things like as a tragedy, as big of a tragedy as 9/11 was, right? When you get older, we start to learn that, damn, these things are happening every day in other countries. And it's like, wow. But like when it happened to us, it's such a big deal because again, it's in our country, it's the United States. And it's like, bro, they don't get not as close as the publicity that we get from the tragedies that happened over here. And I'm like, it just gives you a different appreciation for like, man, I'm blessed and I want to appreciate my life every day when there's people really doing worse than us, like by far, times 10.
There's the concept of being desensitized is very real.
Facts.
Right? So I feel like, especially when you talk about across like the Middle East, Palestine, Israel, things of that nature, people almost expect it. Mm. Which is messed up. where it's like, this is heinous, but it's like, but that's been happening for years. You know what I'm saying? They've been in conflict for years.
Oh, they okay.
So like over time, like, jeez. Oh, that's just them. But it's like, no, you got women and children that are being killed every day because you're firing. This isn't like you walking through, you firing airstrikes. This is bomb. You're dropping bombs on people. Like this is real. These are real people. So a lot of times I think we do get desensitized because the way that our world moves is so fast. Like even with the whole situation that we were just talking about with the DR and me going to Haiti and all of that, my homeboy called me last night. He was like, I don't think you processed like the trip. He was like, maybe 3-4 months from now, you're going to look back and be like, nah, you really, like, I really just did that.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. Cause like, I'm thinking like, bro, you in the middle of like anything can happen. I'll never forget. We went to Tulum, however you want to say it. And bro, the police literally tried to rob me. If I wasn't quick on my feet, like,
remember that story.
they literally ran down on me. I'm in a car full of women, like my girl at the time, and all these other girls that we found. I mean, I said found, that's crazy. All these other girls that we met over there, police with M16s, rifles, assault rifles, like,
right,
yo.
Right, yeah.
You feel me? And I'm like,
they're not walking around with pistols over there.
Yeah, luckily, I put two and two together. I'm like, oh, they just want my money. Cause they like, what they say, like, you gotta pay a ticket or I gotta take your ID and give it to like some people at the border or something like that. And I'm like, yo, I'm like, okay, just give me the ticket. And he was like, nah, because they didn't speak English. He like, just pay something. I just remember them just saying, just pay. So I'm like, oh, I see what's going on.
I literally
look in the car. I told Sade at the time, I'm like, yo, take every, because I had mad cash. I had to have like $800 in cash at 20s, right? So I'm like, yo, take all my cash out. Give me a 20, put a $20 bill in my, mind you, this is me thinking quick as hell.
Yeah.
I'm like, put a $20 bill in my wallet. Give it to me.
Yeah.
She give it to me. I open it. I'm like, bro, this all, mind you, they don't speak English. I don't speak Spanish. I'm like, only got $20. That's all I got. Yeah. The other cop was pissed. That's how I knew, like, they try to rob me.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, they trying to piece you together. And it's crazy because, like, because we got stopped 7 times.
Damn.
On the way back. 7 times. I remember counting. And they going through the luggage and everything. But it's crazy because, like, the closer that you got to the main city of Santiago where we flew into, they didn't care as much because there's, like, constantly money flowing through.
Yeah.
But the closer you got to Haiti, you could just see, like, oh, they trying. Somebody was just like, let me get a couple of dollars so I can get a Coke. And we were like, what?
I was so heated, bro.
I'm like, bro, I just paid all of them to get them over across the border because they weren't budging.
Man, you go to hell, man. So, well, can I get a couple dollars for a Coke?
Couple dollars.
Get your own Coke.
I said, go get it from him for real. That's like, go get it from him. And they weren't gone, but they let us through. Thank God. I think they saw my parents were elderly and they were like, you know what, bro, just let them go.
Damn, but, man. Thank God for that. You okay, brother?
Hell yeah. But I definitely need to process it. I'm just happy that they're home.
My man, real Haitian. Like you, a real Haitian. You really with the Zos.
Yeah. Throw my Z's.
What
up.
The?
They gonna hold on.
I don't know, bro. What type of gang activities you got? Don't bring that shit over here, bro. Like, keep that shit over there, bro. You got the Haitians.
Hey,
I don't want nobody pop up at my door, knocking on my door. Like,
nah, you good. You good. You good with the Haitians.
I hear you. What? Last Haitian I had it.
I was going to say, you good.
The last Haitian I had it.
You might not be good with that.
But... Toppy, that's my dog, though.
Why you asking that question?
Bro, he did it to himself, bro. That was my dog. I said, yo, bro. I literally said, bro, you're my friend, bro.
I don't want to do this.
I literally said, no, do it. They listen to me in Atlanta. I mean, in Baltimore. Like,
give
bro,
the people context, bro.
I did this interview with so on this show, we don't know what the name we call this podcast, but this is what we like to talk about. We just having fun, right? We might talk about some interviews that I did. We might talk, like, recap the interviews and stuff like that. So if you're really a fan or a supporter, this is going to be something that you would enjoy. And before I get into the story, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about this. I'm like, yo, this is something that I would love to see from somebody that I look up to.
Mm-hmm.
I would love Joe Button to get on here and, like, break down his interview or break down his podcast. You know what I'm saying? Because if you think about it, the second most watched thing when it comes to sports outside of the sport is the commentators.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we clearly, like, you love sports so much, you watch the game.
You like and the then analytics you, and all
right,
that.
Then you got to watch them talk about the game. Like, nigga, you watching the game just ain't enough? Like, no, I need to see them talk about the game. So anyway, I say to say, like, I would love a space to see, like, the people that I look up to talk about, break down their interviews or break down what it took to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, those things are dope. And I feel like this was something that I'm like, yo, I'm creating, or we're creating something that I haven't seen one.
Never.
And that I would love to see from somebody that I look up to. So if you're somebody, a supporter, whatever the case may be, you'll be getting those like behind the scenes stories. So anyway, back to the point. Tafia, this guy, shout out to my guy Tafia, right? If you don't know who Tafia is, he's a dope artist from Florida. His music is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So we joking, I'm like, yo, nobody, well, I was being serious, but I'm like, yo, I haven't heard your songs in Atlanta ever in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, they play my shit in Atlanta. I'm like, I ain't saying they don't. And they play my shit in Baltimore too. I said, bro, you was there?
I was there.
I'm like, bro, I don't want to do this to you, bro, but
you from Baltimore?
Yeah, I'm from there. He like, bro, you like you a bar type nigga, bro. You go to the bar. I said, okay, thank you. You think I go to? If I look like a square, thank you. I be seeing them some comments on YouTube too.
Yeah,
I see a few people like, this nigga so green here. I'm like, if that's what y'all think, thank you. I appreciate that. That mean I came a long way.
You feel me? Like, they don't know Jay Hill. Yeah, anyway.
Niggas, it's crazy.
Yeah, nah, go ahead, bro.
But yeah, so I'm like, bro, like, I call somebody from Atlanta. They're like, nah, bro, I never heard of yo. He called somebody from Baltimore. I'm like, bro.
That knew you.
And I'm like, bro, no matter who you call, respectfully, because I'm not trying to be cocky and arrogant, nothing like that. For the most part, I'm confident. I would bet 80% of the time that if you call anybody from Baltimore, if they don't know me personally, they heard of me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just, especially if they talk about the music culture. Like, I put in a lot of work. That's it. I don't want to, again, I'm not trying to be arrogant or not like that. Definitely a humble guy, but it's like, bro, you can't call nobody from my city
mm-hmm.
and they not know who I'm in, and they am in my industry.
Mm-hmm.
So he like, so he called, damn.
Carter, what is it?
Carter Vision.
Yeah.
He called Carter Vision, Meek Mill, photographer. But Carter Vision been doing this thing way before he even met me. But I know that because I'm from Baltimore. So he called Carter Vision, like, yo, you know Jay Hill? This yes. Yes, bro. They know me, bro. Like he said, he be in the club. Yes, bro. Yes, bro. They know me. And he like, bro, you said they be playing my music in Baltimore in the club? Nigga, no, they don't play your music in Baltimore in the club. Like, no.
Bro, when he was like, the way that he paused, though, he was like, how do I deliver this? He was like, nah, bro. His work got low. I said, damn.
But that don't take away from your music. The music fire.
The song, the joke with Dolph is fire, bro.
A lot of his shit, crying a lot. Like, and I'm not just saying this to save face. Like, I don't need to save face. Like, this shit good. That's why he my man. Like, that's why I do the interview with a nigga. The nigga cool. I fuck with him. But you know what's funny? Because them clips, actually, like, people are foolish, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I make these clips, because, like, people are so predictable.
You gonna bait them in.
Like, people would just be like, why would he go on his show? It's like, y'all fucking idiots. Like, y'all think that I'm just on an interview with somebody I invited to my platform just to disrespect them. Like, that's what y'all think.
You know what it is, though? Some people do that, though. Because there are people that be having those gotcha type interviews and things of that nature, people automatically have like this preconceived notion.
Yeah,
like
so.
Go ahead.
No, you're right. And what I would say is, one thing that I try not to do in my clips, I try not to leave explanations, because then you ain't gonna be upset. It ain't nothing to capture emotions. You know what I'm saying? Like, because if I explain everything in the clip, then you can be like, oh, I get it. No, I don't want you to get it. I want you to have one side or another side, right? Yeah. So I say that to say, like, a lot of times, and this is behind the scenes for y'all, and y'all might can learn something. A lot of times in my clips, I put just enough for two people to understand, for two different sides, to two different arguments. But what people don't understand is, by the time I'm having these conversations, we didn't already build so much rapport that we can joke. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all might not even, this probably an hour into the interview where I'm like, man, you ain't really from Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just first couple questions or first sentence like, man, you ain't from. No, we probably built a rapport. Mm-hmm. We joking. So now when I pull a clip, you don't know that.
Right.
Like,
they don't even know we broke bread after.
Everything he called me
and shot the clip, the little reel. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, y'all have no idea. Like, even when I did Zionique interview, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we had to been talking for like at least 40 minutes before we even talked about the OMG girl thing. Like, you feel me? Like, and then then it just, it's like, y'all, people are, but that's why I make these clips, because like, people are retarded.
Do you say you do read the comments?
Nah.
Okay. I was gonna say.
Sometimes, I don't, what?
I was gonna say recently.
Oh, the recent comment?
Yeah.
With the Sade shit? Oh my God. I think somebody, I don't know, somebody made a fake page or something.
I don't know what's happening, bro.
I mean, I understand, but I feel like, bro, I've been talking about being single for so long, man. Like, y'all niggas just catch the fuck up. Like, if you wanna be a supporter, be a supporter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, or not, maybe they're not supporters, but whatever. It's like I've been talking about this for so long. A few people's like,
you've been on other podcasts talking about it too at this point.
People been like, this your statement.
Oh, your public statement?
Yeah, this is your public, like, what? Like, I've been talking about this shit, man. Like, what are you talking about? She was talking about it. I think she might have been talking about it before me.
Word.
She got an interview, people, you know what I'm saying? I watched the interview, like.
For real?
Nigga, yeah. What are you talking about? I ain't just popped out of.
So you've been watching. So you've been watching.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, hell
Brent,
yeah.
But, I ain't just popped out. That was strategic.
No. Just know, like, I ain't just jump out the window. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she went on record, so it's cool. I'm on record, too. Fuck it.
Respect.
You think I'm a fool? Like, come on, man. Listen,
I'm proud that you're in a place where you feel, you know what I'm saying, comfortable enough to talk about it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Some people don't get there. Some people try to keep things under wraps, you know what I'm saying? But you've been very, one thing I will say, and what I can appreciate, is you didn't stop being you to your kids, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times when people go through situations, not to get too real or anything,
but
I can always appreciate the relationship that you have with your oldest daughter,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we already know about the youngest, but the oldest daughter still, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You still show up, taking her to her competitions and all that stuff. And I really appreciate that. Like, as a man, you show me something. I'm like, damn, bro, like, that's real love. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's funny, bro? I met this girl at, I went back home not too long ago. It was a while ago, I think. I met this girl outside of the club. Mm-hmm. And she said something that was super interesting, but probably the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life. She was like, yeah, I don't date guys with stepkids. I said, why? Mm-hmm. She's like, because like you still gotta deal with their moms and like that's not your child. So like you still gotta deal with them and their parents. And I'm like, okay. That don't make no sense. Because like for you to as an adult, mm-hmm. to say you don't deal with men with stepkids makes no sense to me because clearly. You clearly don't want a guy with any type of character. Because if a guy has a child, a stepchild, right? And he breaks it off with her mother, and he still takes care of the child, that says more about him than the relationship itself, yeah. If that makes sense, right? So for you to say I don't deal with guys that take care of their stepkids, it's like, so you want a nigga that just, like, I don't even know the term of it. Like, the fucking bar is in hell with these bitches.
So let me ask you.
I'm sorry.
Nah, it's okay.
God damn, these hoes is retarded. Like, God damn. Like, what?
Wait. I'm trying to understand. So she's okay with you taking care of your kid.
Yes.
But she's not okay with you taking care of the kid that you were already taking care of before y'all had your kid together?
So let's just say, because I want to have a isolated conversation because I still end up getting a number. It's like, come on, like, but for sidebar,
okay.
Sidebar, first and foremost. This is why I love, like, sometimes because sometimes it can be annoying, but this is why I love, like, my situation because it kind of eliminates the people that you don't want to deal with anyway. So it's like, I got two kids. Oh, yeah, I can't deal with you. Well, cool, bitch, because I don't want to deal with you anyway. I'm just being real. It's like, it helps me out. It's like, I mean, sometimes it can be annoying. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes, because, like, people be judgy and shit like that. Like, I had this one girl. Oh, my God. Listen, man. I don't even, look, it's been a lot so far. This shit about
your stuff, man.
I met this one chick, and she was like, this might be too much. I might have to put this on Patreon, but whatever. She was like, what she asked me? She was like, y'all didn't think about if y'all was going to be together forever before you had a child. Like, why would you bring a child in this world? Like, she was super judgy. And I'm like, yo, you are retarded. I didn't respond. She ended up apologizing, but I didn't respond. But I'm like, I'm like, yo, people are retarded. Like, just because we had a child and we got divorced or we broke up or whatever the case may be, that don't mean that it's not a good situation. If anything, I feel like the world is so used to seeing, like, drama and trauma that they can't see, like, something positive. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, if anything, and I say this a lot, I think it's super dope that we were able to say, you know what? This is too much, not only for us, but to have our children in a toxic environment. Mm. So many people hang on to relationships and to each other so much that it spills over to their children. And I didn't even understand that until I started having these conversations. Because I was ignorant. You know, I'm from the hood. I'm from a one-parent household. So I'm like, anybody with two parents, you rich. That's what I thought, mm-hmm. right? Until I start having these conversations, and I start hearing people with two parents like, man, I wish my parents would have got divorced. Mm. It was so bad in the house, that was so toxic that like they should have, they wasn't happy. You get what I'm saying? And I think it's dope that we could come to terms like, yo, as much love that we have for each other, it's just not working out. And this isn't a safe environment, not only for us, but our children. Yeah. So maybe let's just go our separate ways and do what's best for the children. But because people ain't used to seeing that, it's like everybody be like, like, you got to think about, like, why would you have a child? Like, we wanted the fucking child. What are you fucking talking about? And our child is fucking good and happy. And like, what are you talking about?
And it's a little bit, it's further than that. Like, there's obviously, y'all did have the intentionality. Y'all were making,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so there were intentions there. It's not like y'all were just.
This wasn't a hookup.
Vibing. You feel me?
Like, so, I mean, here at the fucking club and change. Just. Fuck is you talking, what y'all be talking about?
But when situations change, I think. Giving room for people to evolve. We talked about this before. It's like, okay, this situation doesn't work. Yes, in an ideal world, we wanted to go X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. But this is with the hand that we're dealt with right now. So yeah. How do you move with the hand that you're dealt with right now? And it's easy. That's why I don't really talk about give relationship advice no more, because I got to a place where I realized I don't know
facts.
What I'm doing.
Look,
I don't know what I'm
still
doing.
Figuring it out.
I'm trying to figure it out. But everybody getting on here, you got a mic, you telling me this is how you got to do it. This is how you got to do it. Look, bro. I answer to one person and one person only.
That's
and that
God.
Person is above me.
Facts.
You feel me? And like at the end of the day, he's going to order my steps.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't tell you how to walk this path because I've never experienced what you're going through, but I can respect it. Mm. And that's why I said I respect the fact that like as a man, you're still showing up as a man. You're not dialing back because of the circumstances that changed.
And I appreciate that. What I will say, sometimes those compliments make me uncomfortable.
Why?
Well, because I'm a fair person, right? And sometimes I'm too fair. But I'm like, yo, I be thinking like...
No.
I'm going to be straight up. No, listen, I'm going to be straight up, bro. I'm going to keep it real with you, bro.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like... How many times we walking around telling, like, single moms, like, I'm proud that you want your child's life and shit like that? I was at the... I take my daughter out to eat, well, all the damn time because I don't really cook, but whatever. So I took my daughter out to breakfast one day. And somebody paid for the meal. And I'm like, that's dope. But it's like, that's the world we live in, that you seeing a man out with his daughter is so unique that you got to pay for the bill because I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And granted, on one end, it's like, that's dope. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be a pessimist or nothing like that. But it's like, on another end, it's like, I don't know how I feel about that because it's like, yo, like, what? Like, that should be that should be regular. No, am I making sense? Janae, am I making sense? It's like, that should be normal. It's like, mm-hmm. yeah, like, granted, again, I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. I thank you. But it's like, that's kind of weird that...
It's not the norm, though. Well, or maybe it is the norm, but it's not highlighted. You know what I'm saying? Maybe there are men that are like you that are out here, but they don't highlight that. That's why you have to give people a flower so... Or more so, it's a thankless job
because
it's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But it doesn't eliminate the fact that people aren't doing it.
Yeah,
you know what
facts,
I'm saying? Like
yeah.
there is a side of men that will not do what you're doing. It's like, bro, I'm going to take care of me and mine, and that's it. Everything else that you came with, you handle that because obviously, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to just handle the responsibilities that I'm supposed to.
And I've, you know, one thing, like just talking to people or women that I've heard that didn't make no sense to me, well... I'm lying, since we talking shit. This should go on Patreon. They don't need this. They don't deserve this on YouTube anyway.
This is hilarious.
It was a time. So I'm going to go back to the version thing. I've heard women say men didn't take care of their children because they couldn't have them. But the man couldn't have the woman.
Mm.
So they didn't take care of that child. Mm. I've heard that a couple times.
Yeah, I have too.
And.
It's the whole stigma of the deadbeat dad, yeah.
Yeah, on the, I'm gonna be 100% truthful.
Mm-hmm.
On the front end, I'm like, that makes no sense. Like, huh, that's your child, right? But I'll be completely 100 with you. It was a time where I felt that about Amaya. Because it's like, I felt like any help that I'm giving to...
You're helping her.
I'm helping you. So, and I say that to say I'm trying to be like, not careful, but I just want to be... Like, all the way transparent with my words, right? They don't want to mean what I say. That's messed up because, like, if you say, because going back to, like, you complimenting me for being there, right?
Mm-hmm.
if you say that's your child, then it shouldn't be no step in front of it, right? Yeah. So that's your child. So you should want to take care of your child. Mm-hmm. But like, I guess sometimes, like, you may get your child when it's convenient, right? So like, when we break up, it's like, okay, because we're not together, I can't keep my commitment with this child. When it's like, bro, like, you, this child ain't had shit to do with what y'all got going on. Mm-hmm. Nothing. So you mean to tell me you want to take away from the child because you can't have her? Like, that's corny as fuck. Even in, when I was thinking, I'm being real, right? And yeah, people get complimented for it, but again, like I said, I'm just, I don't know how I feel about it, but I'm being real, and I might not, and this might contradict what I'm saying, especially when it's your child, it shouldn't, like, when it's your blood child, that shouldn't even be in the picture.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying I could relate because I felt that for my stepchild for a second. You get what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm saying too much. I don't know, man. I'm fucking trying to be vulnerable and transparent on this motherfucker.
I think this is a safe space, but then more importantly, I think it's an important conversation to have because it's okay to have the feelings.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But it's when you act on the feelings, right?
Oh, yeah, nah.
So, like, how you felt in that moment was real, but you didn't act on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You still did show up for her despite you having that moment. That's just very real because, yeah, like, you're still processing your emotions. I feel like enough men don't go through that. Mm-hmm. They just cut off their emotions immediately and throw it away. But I feel like you were able to process it. And despite you feeling that way, you're like, nah. But me and the little one, you know what I'm saying, locked in. I don't think people understand. She's your screensaver, yeah, to this day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you haven't changed that. So that just tells me the intentionality that you had within that relationship. And you've talked about it way, way, way before on, yeah, TGSP about how y'all just automatically locked in. You know what I'm saying? So she does still look at you as a father figure. Mm. And just because you're not in her mother's life that way, you can still be a father figure because you have coaches. You, yeah, have other people and, oh, mentors that serve as father figures. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily that you have to be in this particular relationship for you to still show up. I just feel like you said, some people be like, if I can't have it this way, I don't want it at all.
Man, that shit is corny. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I just feel like, oh, be a man. Like, what, yeah, you niggas be doing? Like, I don't know. Like, certain things I just can't do because even if I want to, just being real, like, certain things I can't do because I'm a man and I talk about it. Like, you feel me? Like, that's, yeah, something that I stand on. Like, my name, my word, that's it. That's it. So it's like, I don't, like, some shit, I can't even go out like that. Like, mm-hmm, I said, I be joking, like, I'm too cool for things, but that's what I mean. It ain't really, like, cool in the essence of, like, flashy, but it's like, nah, I stand for something. You feel me? Like, I'm too, mm-hmm, thorough to do some corny shit like that. Like, yeah, I made mistakes and shit like that. I did things that probably wasn't right and I had to learn from, for sure. We human. But, like, core principles, bro, like, certain things, like, it's just, I don't know. Yeah. And speaking of parenting, not to, like, draw this out.
No.
It's so hard being a teenage parent, like a parent to a teenager. And, like, you know how I say there's no blueprint to this? Like, I remember Shadi used to always say, like, it's like you have a child and the doctor hand it to you and say, good luck. Like, it's no pretty blueprint much, to, yeah, this shit, right? And, like, with Amaya, it's different because, again, like, she's her mother's child. Like, that's her. Like, I didn't really have too much into bringing her of age to, like, until she was 8, right? And even still, it was just like, you know, like, I feel like I had to move a certain way because it wasn't my biological child, right? Mm-hmm. I say that to say, like, it's so many things that I'm learning as a dad to a teenager that I never would have thought, or I just don't, I'm still processing, I didn't know. Like, just her being a teacher, her having the feelings, or her speaking.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You know, like, responding the way she responded in her own little world and me not taking a personal understanding that I'm her parent. Like understanding that is, like, that's a situation in itself because,
yeah,
I'm human, nigga. So, like,
you got feelings yourself.
Yeah. So, like, for example, I ask her, every time I ask her to watch her sister, she got a fucking excuse. But she always asks me for some money or to do something for her. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, nigga, every time I ask you to do something, you're like, no. So, no, you can't get, but I can't do that because I'm her parent. But I'm learning these, like, these things that you learn on the whim, it's like, fuck, like, shit, I can't do this.
How do I maneuver this space?
So, like, these are things that people don't even understand. Like, these are things that you learn, and it's like, I don't even know how to experience it, but, like, I mean, I don't even know how to express it, but those things that I'm still learning to this day is like, okay, just a teenager.
But this your first time.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's going to look different with Alani.
Yeah.
So by the time she, okay, cool, she's just processing it differently.
But being real, even then, and this might be wrong, but Alani, like, is no question there. Mm. Right? So, like, I could tell, like, man, watch your fucking sister. You get what I'm saying? Like, whereas though, when you, man, this is a crazy conversation. This is great. I can't really have it. But it's like, when it's, again, like, that's my daughter. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I feel like that's my daughter only as much as it can be, as it's allowed.
As long as she will allow that. Yeah,
but no, as much as it's allowed. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I feel. That could be true or false. I'm not trying to, because this ain't about nobody else. I'm saying, like, and that could be a false feeling. I don't know. I'm just speaking on my feelings, right?
But that's real.
Yeah, so it's like, it's only my child as much as is allowed. So it's like, certain things I don't feel comfortable doing, even if I can. Like, even if our mother's okay, it's just, I don't feel comfortable because it's like, I don't want to overstep. So, like, that's a different dynamic.
But do you understand how mature that is to be able to even process that? Because some people won't even, they're just going to impulse. But to be in my mind, to be a man is to be able to take all your feelings considered,
mm-hmm.
but still be able to move accordingly.
I'm not perfect, though. Because I don't want you to think.
No, I get it.
Because there'd be times where I'd be like, I'm sick of this motherfucker.
But
like, no, you ain't getting shit.
We having a real conversation about something that more people probably can relate to this than you would ever think.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot more mixed households than there have ever been.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But there's still a dynamic of unity that needs to move forward.
Mm.
Because it's like, yes, in an ideal world, you don't want divorce at all. But if it happens, like, how do you move forward where all parties can still grow healthy?
Mm.
And it can't, it's possible.
Yeah.
So, but if we don't have the conversation, it's like, you got to just cut it here, go your separate way. It's not black and white.
Yeah.
And coming from a person who is very black and white, that's a lot of gray area, bro.
Now, those things you definitely learn. Like, I remember when I first met her, it was things that I would not allow her to do. She couldn't sleep in the same bed as me. Like, don't change in front of, like, don't, like, I was adamant on that because, like,
and that's real.
You feel me? I didn't, like, she's a little girl, one. And two, she's like, I don't want nobody doing that to my kids. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? And then I got a little bit more comfortable. You know what I'm saying? She could, but I was uncomfortable at first a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know what to or not to do. You feel me? And it's like, I mean, I don't know. I pray that whoever Sade decides to deal with is like that with my daughter, though, because, yeah, I ain't not going to be there. Honestly,
you gonna be there.
Like, she could, like, man, I ain't gonna say what I want.
Like, look, your mind just went left. I don't know where your mind just
bad.
Went.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's just like, you can get married. Go live a happily ever. Like, listen, you had a kid for 50. Like, take a break. You can give me both of them. I'll take both of them. I'm good. Like, just go live your life. Have fun. You don't want, you hey, got bro. Some things you missed out on. Just go get married, live a happy ever. Like, you can just give me both of the
that's
kids.
Mature as hell, bro.
Like, I don't think that's mature.
That is mature.
Nah, that's a lot. That's I need therapy. That ain't mature. I mean, it might sound mature, but nah, that's some abandonment issue type. I mean, if you want to be real. All
right, let's unpack that.
I mean, if you want to be technical, like, come on now. Like, you should be able to co-parent and let the children have both parents. Me, I want them to myself.
Oh, you just want them to yourself.
Yeah,
Nah.
Like, you say that's mature. Like,
I'm thinking you're talking about, like, you can have a break. You know what I'm saying? Just go relax.
I'm saying it because
full custody, bro. I want, give me full custody.
Give me both of them.
Go ahead, dude. Live your life. I'll take both of them.
I'll take both of them.
But the fact that you would take the other one, too, that's love, bro.
I mean, yeah, but.
Bro.
Yeah, I ain't going to take all that credit. I ain't going to lie to you. It's just, I don't know. Like, it's a mixture of a lot of things. Just make sure
I park it right there.
You know I'm not even gonna sit up and act like I'm just some. Nah, we ain't gonna do that. I'm a real nigga at the end of the day. It's a mixture of some things. It's a mixture.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Same reason they hate you, the same reason they love you, same reason they hate you. We'll make you laugh, make you cry.
Hey, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how we got here.
I don't know how we
got
here.
But I appreciate this conversation.
I don't, because niggas be. I be thinking like, I be giving niggas too much.
How we started with TGSP and then boom.
And niggas got a nerve to be like, Jay not vulnerable. You can go to hell.
Who people said that though.
A few people be like, you're transparent, but you're not vulnerable. Shut the hell up, nigga. What?
You gotta be able in a safe space, like I said. And I think we don't create those spaces enough for black men.
Mm.
We don't. We don't. So it's just like, when you do have a safe space.
When you say create enough for black men, I don't even know what that means.
I mean, like you just, everything that we say is constantly under a mag. I mean, just black people in general.
Right.
Under a magnifying glass. So like, the minute you say something, it's gospel.
Yeah.
So you said this, you can't even walk it back. Like you could have been having a bad day, you said something, and then tomorrow it's like, you know what? I was tripping yesterday.
So like, let's unpack that. I think that's just who you surround yourself with. Like, for example, like, when we talk about
spaces, though.
Nah, I mean, I guess. I just look at, like, because even when it comes to the father thing, all of my friends are good fathers. I just took a picture the other day, like, we all in our children's lives. Everybody have their own situation going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't none of it perfect. And we all are great fathers.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, if I didn't see this, like, I appreciate my friends. I'm going to be real. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be 100% real. I appreciate seeing one of my friends go through like custody battle and like fight for it. That motivate me, right? Who knows how I would feel if I didn't see it, if I didn't know these things were able to happen, right?
Yeah.
I say that to say, especially when it comes to, I mean, the same way when it comes to quote unquote safe spaces. It's like, yeah, the world say you can't walk things back, but this starts as like, I don't know, it all starts with parenting. Because if you have parents in your life that tell you like, and I hate to keep talking about this, but I mean, I was in a long-term relationship, so whatever. I had to, like, Sade told me that I don't have to like my mommy issues, right? Like, I don't have to allow her to like run over me or cross my boundaries all the time. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that I could do that. I didn't know that I had that power to say no. I didn't know I had that power to be like, you're crossing the line, right? But because when I started to get into other spaces, then I started to learn that. And now I'm going to teach that to my children, even when it comes to me. Like, you are your own person. You can make mistakes. You can say things. You could come back, and you have the right to change your mind. See, my mom told me that, but she ain't sure. Like, she taught me that you got the right to change your mind, right? But I said to say, like, if we're teaching these things to our kids at a young age, then our boys, when they become men, they will understand that they create the safe space. You don't get that. Nobody can create that safe space for you. You can create that yourself. And when you look for it for somebody else, you will never have it, right? So like when we say these things, like men aren't able to give the safe space, like then what's it's the space that you're in? Like, yeah, you might be true when it comes to the grand scheme of things, but like, I don't know. I feel like I have safe spaces that I can enter in if I need it. I know I can call you, right? I know I got friends that I can call.
Yeah.
I know I'm not going to get a safe space when I go to the internet. I know that. But these are things that I had to learn. If we teach our young boys this at a young age, then I think we could change that narrative of black men don't have safe spaces, because we do. We do. It's there.
We need more, though.
I mean, for sure. But yeah, we need more of everything. Shit, we need more money. Need more everything, nigga.
If you want to sponsor the network, brother. it's a great plug right there.
I'm just saying for real, because it's like, bro, like even what you told me, if I didn't have you in my life, I wouldn't even look at it like that. It was a point where I was frustrated with the people around me, like my friends, not even just relationship, but like my friends. I'm like, I didn't feel like I was getting the reciprocation I needed.
Oh, yeah.
And you was like, bro, you just got to water the plants that feed you, because you do have friends that reciprocated.
Yeah.
So you ain't got to worry about the ones that don't.
And you don't even notice that you're watering dead flowers. Like, you just been pouring water out.
Exactly.
Water just running empty, bro. And it's like, when you look at it, it's like, wow, this isn't producing no fruit the whole time. It's been dead for years.
Right. And that's something that I had to learn at 33. You feel me? Like, and granted, I probably knew about it, but sometimes we need to be reinforced the truth, right? It's just like with religion or whatever, like, yo, whatever you believe in, you got to be reinforced it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Reintroduced to it, because sometimes you go astray and you forget.
A lot of time,
feel me? That's why you got to put these people in your corner that's going to always remind you who you are, what you got going on. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, man, I don't know. Your circle, man. That, man, proximity it means a lot.
I'm talking about community. Like, that's a whole different conversation, because that fuels.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The saying is, it takes a village.
Yeah.
This is not just something that's a concept. There's fact about, like, how you can be influenced by your community and things of that nature. So, yeah, bro.
So for all my fellas, man, you got a safe space. Just, you might be looking at it in the wrong way. I mean, looking for it in the wrong space. We got safe spaces, man. Let's not even promote that because we got it. I know I got it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I know you got it because I'm here for you. You feel me? Like, and we in spaces where we tell our brothers we love them. We tell our brothers they kings, they can do it. You get what I'm saying? Like that. Like, we there for our friends. Like, man, anybody that's not there for you, then, man, you got to just find it in another way.
And a safe space is also when you tell your friends that they be on bullshit. Right. And I can appreciate that. Constructive criticism is not just like cookie cutter stuff. Nah, iron sharpens iron.
Nah,
but when iron sharpens iron, there's a clash, which means how you are, you're not going to be the same after this conversation. Mm. So, no, just got to continue to create them spaces.
That's a fact.
I have a random thought. It's
what?
Very random.
Talk to me.
Because we were talking about this. And you know I be on TikTok a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new phenomenon that has been taking the internet by storm.
Are you such a producer?
Why?
I don't know. Go ahead, man.
So, have you heard of Cooking with Kaya?
Nah. You heard of that?
Have you heard of Cooking with... Okay,
what's that?
So... Cooking with Kaya. Matter of fact, let me.
What is that?
Pull a cooking and
cooking,
she
cooking
had,
and twerking.
Man,
jeez, let me
she
see.
Has the.
Jeez, you a freaky ass nigga,
nigga bro. Bro,
the girls,
the
upset?
Girls are.
Girl, kill me upset for everything, bro.
Hold on, let me find a video that really got. Did she take it down?
Do she look good?
Look,
damn.
Hold on, this video got 10 minutes. Go ahead, turn the volume up.
Oh, she do look young. That was unnecessary.
Hold up. And she create cooking videos.
The little twerk was a little innocent twerk. It wasn't crazy. It was a little innocent twerk.
Bro.
Is she Jamaican?
I don't know what she is.
No,
scroll through the comments, though,
I got
bro.
A thing for Jamaicans, boy. I swear.
Scroll through the comments, bro.
Looked at my girl and we both laughed.
Bruh, the amount of hate.
Okay, but where's your man? Girl, have some respect. This can't be the hype. Yo, niggas is hating.
Yo, got the internet in a frenzy
niggas
right now.
Niggas is hating.
Bro.
Oh, my Lord. They is hating. I ain't see no more twerking, though. That was a little ass shake. It wasn't even that crazy. It wasn't even nothing crazy.
All I'm saying is the internet is in a frenzy right now. And women in particular do not want anybody talking about cooking with cream.
But I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's a bit much.
No, no. The twerking was cool, but the whipped cream, girl, that was a little, she is horny. She is hot.
But my thing is,
she is hot and ready to go.
Why?
But the twerk wasn't bad, though.
But she's just been talking about cooking for men. And the way that she does it, yeah, it's a little, you know what I'm saying?
She got to get her
brand out there.
Her engagement.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Listen, man, people always going to have something to say. I tell you that much. But it's like if they ain't saying nothing, then you ain't doing something right. Think about it. Like, it just is what it is, bro. Like, that's why when I make my content, I barely read the comments because it's like, bro, it's public for public consumption. You know what I'm saying? So that means you can say whatever you want. I ain't about to feed into it because if I ain't had no comments, then I'd be upset.
You're doing something wrong now.
I'm doing something wrong. Right, so it's right. Like, yo, y'all got something to say because clearly it's attracting people to say something good or bad.
Kaya, if you heard this message, you can keep cooking. You good with me.
Keep cooking. Cook me some
and keep making
oxtail
the
and some rice and peas and cabbage.
Like,
you're
like, bro, it's cold winter right now.
But she look a little young, though.
Look.
I like my woman my age.
But her brand is her brand. Like, yeah, for sure. We'll talk about that another time, though, because I feel like 30 plus is where I'm at now.
Boy.
You said you met a
grown woman. She was too, you said she was old. How dare you? How? I wish you wouldn't talk this shit. I'm not going to be the only nigga that's being open on this motherfucker.
You was 35.
Oh, my God.
I ain't say she was.
This nigga is crazy.
I ain't say she was.
You said she was old.
She's older.
You
but
said
like,
she was old.
Because the weight, like. Let's talk about it.
Right. Fucking liar.
Let's talk about it.
He said, man, she cool, man. She's old. I said, how old is
so
she?
So, like, what she
He
is.
Said 35. I said, well, 35.
I'm 29.
Give him my number.
Give him contact. 29. So, what she's looking for right now.
She's trying to get married. She's trying to have.
I ain't got.
She got them kids in that bacon.
She
probably ovulating right now.
She already
now.
Got a kid. One. But then also, are you talking about something? You trying to come kick it with me for my birthday. Da, 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 da. I just met you.
No.
Mind you.
You ain't about to do this.
Huh?
You ain't about to do this.
Nah, we gonna do it. What?
Tell a story. She said, she said you trying to come kick it for my birthday, or she said, I'm gonna fly you out.
She said, I'll fly you out.
I'll walk off this motherfucking set right now. You ain't getting that.
She said,
all these chicks wanna get flewed out.
I was shocked. I was not familiar with that type of game. I'm gonna keep
for
it
for her birthday.
For her birthday.
She a trick.
I was shocked. But then it wasn't better that I met her on this trip to DR. I forgot to add that part.
I wasn't even asking that part. This nigga crazy.
You said you was I forgot about that part.
Oh my God, block that up. Oh, you was, no, we going crazy. This is going ham.
When I trying to rescue my parents. You know
he met
saying?
Her in the DR.
Had to take a break. I was stressed. Gotta get what you gotta do, man.
What the song say? How did they talk on the bus?
Literally.
Nobody's supposed to. They talk about the stress.
Boy, I was stressed.
What?
She was older, though.
She said, my heart says, no. Alex said, bitch, my dick said, yeah.
Oh, no. Nah. You know what clip this is going to be? This is going to be the Alex celibacy clip all over again.
Yo, that's crazy, man. But,
yeah.
Nah, man. That was a good one. She wanted to fly you out for her birthday. That's insane.
What do you mean wanted to? She still wants to. What do you mean?
You think it just doesn't want to?
I'm not talking this shit. Like, this is, she was going crazy. And I'm like, nah, bro. But maybe that's why, because, like, she's 35, so she's just a little more aggressive with it. Like, she knows what she wants. I'm like, that's cool. Let's vibe. You know what I'm saying? Let's kick it.
I had a similar little, I'm not about to keep talking all these hoes I didn't talk to. Niggas going to think like, damn, bro, you just.
This is going on Patreon.
Because some of these girls, the shit I be talking about, some of them be like the same girl or you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't just a bunch of bitches, you know what I mean? But somebody was like, yeah, nothing, man, fuck it, I ain't about to go in. I tell y'all niggas too much. Yeah. But, yo, speaking of age.
Okay.
How you feel about this Jay-Z shit?
Oof.
Heavy.
Heavy.
That's how y'all feel about it.
I hope it's not true.
Yeah, fact. Thank you. Come on.
Like, I really do hope it's not true for the culture,
mm-hmm.
for our community,
yes.
because I know how a lot of people look up to him.
Yeah.
On the other side, it's just like, it's unfortunate that this is something that is attached to.
Goddamn. Yeah. Nigga, Jay-Z got the lawyers and he got the.
They cut the lights off.
He got the motherfucking lights off.
You saw how they cut the lights off like Beyonce did during the Super Bowl.
Hey,
that year.
Yo.
Just letting you know.
I'll tell you what I think. I'm going to be real with you. I think it's many different things that I think. I think, bro, why our people be so happy for the downfall of our people? It's like people really can't wait to see you fall, bro. Like, one, let's not get this messed up.
Yeah.
Any grown man that's dealing with a minor
yeah,
is disgusting.
Yeah.
You're disgusting. Right? That's a statement on its own. However, I don't want to say, parents, y'all got to do better. I'm going to tell you why. One, because we not about to act like girls don't be up here lying. Right? I'm pretty sure there's plenty of girls that was 17, lied about their age, said it was 18, 19. Right? That's enough. That's one thing. But then parents, where the fuck do y'all be at? Because I don't even want to drop my kid off at a crib that don't have no parents there. Like, where y'all be at? Like, what's up with y'all? Like, why is it, why can't your minor just be in vicinities yeah, 13, of, like, grown-ups yeah. and shit like that? Like, and it's cool. I get it. Like, we want your kids to have fun and you don't want to be on their backs. But, bro, like I told Amaya ass, she's 15 years old. She was like, Mr. J, but you've been to high school parties and you did things when you was in high. I did. But you got me fucked up if you think I'm about to allow you to do it. You going to have to sneak off on your own. I'm being straight up with you. You crazy if you think about that. Just, okay, there's danger. Let me drop you off to danger.
Right.
You out your rabbit ass mind.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Because I get serious when it comes to this.
Nah,
so, like, one, yes, if you grown dealing with an underage girl and you know it, you're foul, you're nasty. I think Meek Mill said
jail.
This before.
Jail.
Nah, these niggas don't belong in jail because that's their problem. They like that. These niggas be gay. They like being in jail. A bunch of men, they like fucking being in jail because it's a free meal. They don't have to pay no bills. Nah, they don't belong in jail. They need to get their ass whooped over and over again and over and over again. That's what they need because that's when they're going to learn because niggas go to jail and don't shit happen to them. That's why the fuck these niggas be doing this weird shit. I talked about this before. Niggas used to be scared to fuck with women or girls back in the day because they get that ass whooped yeah. by older brothers, by friends.
Community.
By
the whole community
like,
gonna whoop your ass.
You couldn't even pull up to a chick
yeah,
crib
like
in
that.
Another nigga hood without being pressed like, yo, they need to bring that shit back. You feel me? So, I'm sorry if I'm ranting, but yo, Niggas be doing this shit because they are like they feel like they can get away with it. Yeah. You feel me? Fuck that jail shit. Niggas need to get handled accordingly, like on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. And then they'll learn. And then maybe go to jail. So yeah, if you're dealing with a chick that's like that's underage, you're foul, you're disgusting. You know what I'm saying? But also, these underage girls need to understand that, like, yo, you can't be lying about your age. That shit ain't cool because you can get hurt out here. And people need to tell you instead of keep, like, I think parents be trying to save their kids too much. Like, yeah. They be trying to, like.
They're sheltering them.
Like, yeah, shelter them. Like, man, if you don't tell these kids the truth and what's real out here.
But that's the thing. And that's one thing that I feel like we need to, like, bro, there's creeps out. And then the internet expanded that shit.
Bro.
Like, before, it's like. We didn't have the internet. So people could take a picture of a young boy, post it on their, you know what I'm saying? It's really some sick people out
here. People are sick,
so
bro.
At the same time, it's just like, and I know that we're going to get back to the topic overall, but like you said, where are the parents? And it's okay for us to feel like with social media, the way that it is, that's their number one influence. Mm-hmm. What they see going on out there, the thing that's in the limelight, they feel like
that's
this
law
is the norm.
For them.
That's law.
Yeah.
So like you really got to work overtime in a household to reestablish morals,
yes.
principles, and things of that nature, so that you know as a woman, the most sacred thing outside of your heart is your area. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you need to protect that until you are ready. To, you know what I'm saying? Like, and this is something that as sad as it may be, you start learning about sex education when you're in the fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because your body starts to change and things of that nature. So if you're old enough to learn about it in elementary school, no, you need to learn how to protect yourself and protect your peace and everything from a small age. And to the sick niggas that be trying to take advantage of you, may God see you. Like, because
bro, to be able to try to take advantage of, bro, niggas be weird, bro. Like, fucking with kids, like, that's why that R. Kelly shit ain't no excuses, bro. I'm sorry, bro. Ain't no excuses, bro. Like, ain't no excuses. I'm sorry. Like, niggas be trying to save face because they like somebody. And I am somebody who can separate the music from the person. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't agree with that.
Yeah.
But just because a nigga makes some good bops to listen to don't mean that he's a good person.
We can't.
So,
we can't.
So anyway, back to the, I think, that's why I said I think this conversation is multiple conversations in one because I pray that he didn't do that.
I
really pray because, bro, like, Jay-Z, you're somebody, again, one of our influential artists in the culture that a lot of people look up to, and I would hate to see him go out like that, right? Mm-hmm. I do love the fact that he responded how he responded, because that, again, I don't know this man from a can of paint. I don't know if he's innocent or guilty, mm-hmm. but I'm just saying how he responded gives me somebody that's confident that they didn't like that, and I think more people need to respond to things like that. If you know you ain't do something, why are you hiding behind? Like, why are you waiting? Like, no. If somebody accused me of something
Flat
I didn't
for your
do,
name. Yeah.
I'm like, people be talking about PR, man. Fuck that PR shit. I'm a person. So if you accuse me of something that I didn't do, I'm not waiting to, I don't know what they talking about. They on some bullshit. And I mean, what they say, it's going to be held against you in the court of law. I'm going to say, I ain't do it then. What you talking about? Like, what you mean? Like, I don't know what they talking about.
Yeah.
I ain't do none of this shit. And matter of fact, You think, let's speed it up. Let's speed it up for me. Like, yeah, let's go to court now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Let's go tomorrow.
And especially if it's like, and it's sad, and again, it's talking to both sides, because if it is a lie, that hurts the people that really are victims.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I'm like, man, there's so many layers to this. It's fresh, again, so many things to unpack, bro, but I'm really, really, really hoping, bro, that it's not true. And that he proves in a court of law
mm-hmm.
that it wasn't. But again, like you said, there was a lot of people, bro, tearing them down, bro. They're saying that he's been doing this for a while. I can't speak to it, bro. I was real young. You know what I'm saying? When Jay-Z was coming up. So.
And it's a conversation to this that's like, it's not the coolest. And again, man, we just talking. But it's a nuance to this conversation of how the world was 20 years ago. I'm just being real. I'm not saying it's okay, right? So, like, is a lot of these things that we're learning now, we didn't have the, I don't know the words, exact words, but we wasn't fortunate enough to learn then. For example, like, boundaries. Like, what we talk about now, just,
I mean,
safe spaces and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Mental health. Like, we wasn't talking about these things 10, 15 years ago. Right? And to be honest, I know plenty of girls in high school, when I was in high school, who was dealing with guys that was in college and grown men, and that was cool. Shit, I was a guy that we used to talk about dealing with grown women. That was cool. Again, now, 15 years later, we know that that's not cool. Even we, like, even as a parent, I know that I don't want my son dealing with a grown woman. 10, 15 years ago, if you asked me, I'd be like, nah, when my kid get older, he gonna be the fucking, you know what I'm saying? I ain't know any better.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, and I'm not saying, I'm not making no excuses for it. It's just because I know a lot of people gonna say, well, Jay-Z was dealing with Beyonce when she was young and things like that. And it's like, I don't know what to say to that. You feel me? I just know that was a different time. And I don't even know. I don't even know what to fucking say. I don't know.
I think there's two truths in there, right? That you have to accept. Yes, it was acceptable then.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, it still was wrong. Though it may have been acceptable, or people didn't think of it as a wrong, it still was a wrong then, right? And I think as we come, this is the slippery slope, right? Because when you know better, you do better.
Right, exactly.
So it's like, we didn't know that this was wrong back then,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's when you continually have a pattern, because they're talking about, this is like 03 or something, mm-hmm. where this allegation is coming from, or the early 2000s. He has grown so much since then.
Yes.
He's now a father. He's a lot of things now that probably, if he did, not saying that he did, something along the line may have changed his mindset.
Mm.
So there is room, but there's still a moment of justice that needs to be filed, or like there needs to be some sort of justice in the event that he did do it.
Yeah.
So how do you find that line, I guess,
mm-hmm.
for people to grow? But you could talk about this in a bunch of different
ways. Yeah, that's like, a great conversation. How do you find that line
for people to grow, but still hold them accountable for who they were?
Yeah, like, is it any statute or limitation for, like, just growth in general? Because, like, you can do things when you didn't know better. You can learn and start doing better. And it's like that's why this whole, not cancel culture, but, like, this, what is it? The Me Too? Me Too culture, I guess?
I wouldn't even say it is Me Too culture, bro, because, like, that speaks to a lot of allegations that are covered and hidden.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's speaking to the things of people that have been harassed or any type of essay or things of that nature. And for a large majority of time, it's swept under the rug.
Yeah.
So now you have this movement where it's like, I also have been victim to such and such.
But how do we, but that, I think it goes hand in hand, because it's like, when is it, like, it should be like some type of grace period of some type of line where, all right, bro, like, because you're going to come out 20 years from now and say, yo, this happened to me. It's like, come on.
So, I mean, let me challenge you a little bit on this one. Let's, devil's advocate. To the person that has to live with that every day,
mm-hmm.
20 years is forever.
Mm-hmm.
To you that have grown, I'm a better person.
Right.
But to the person that has been affected by it, this changed the way that I look at myself.
Mm.
This changed the way that I look at men. This changes the way that I look at just relationships overall. Like, there's so much that I have to live through now for those 20 years that while you grew, yes, and you're a better person, I still have to deal with the consequences of your action. And that's
real.
Like, a very real situation. So when you talk about justice from a standpoint, I think it goes as far as I don't want to say this, but like as far as the victim will allow, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, if you grew from it, you have a conversation, this was what you did, you're wrong, you're apologetic, and you can look past it, cool. But then at the same time, it's a slippery slope because it happened. It's just like manslaughter, right?
Mm.
You could kill somebody by accident, and it was a complete accident. But there's still the feelings of the person that's lost. There's still a family that's going to be mourning this person. When they wake up, that person is not there. So while you may have grown, you moved past it, you're a better person, there's still a very much real reality that this person will never be here again. So that's like the tough thing about these conversations overall, no matter who the person is because when we could kiki play this, that, and third, and we were very adamant that if you do this, you need to get your ass whooped.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still also that line of like, again, how do you grow, but still, and that's what prison was supposed to be. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You go rehabilitation and then you come out a better person. I mean, because of institutional racism and things, the systems understanding and capitalism, now we know this is just a place where you can make money
mm-hmm.
on these bodies. But the grand scheme of it all is, I think, how do you reintroduce somebody to society when they do have a past?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Man, that's a great conversation because I don't even know. Because, you know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody, and I ain't going to even say a name because They killed me on the net for this. And I felt uncomfortable in the conversation. I felt uncomfortable in the conversation, but I didn't know how to express it because I didn't want to, one, be rude to their experience, but I wasn't, I didn't know how to express my experience without it looking away, right?
Yeah.
So I had a conversation with a friend like a day or two or like a week or two after, and I was reflecting on the conversation and I was like, that made me feel uncomfortable. But I didn't understand it until I watched it and it really had to register with me. So I understand, like, I definitely understand how people, because people always be like, why you ain't say something a long time ago? A lot of times people aren't even able to register how it made them feel or even register, like, the effect that it had on their life. You feel me? So I do understand that part because I experienced that, and that was on a conversation level. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even, like, nothing happened. That was just the conversation. Yeah. So I could definitely understand if somebody does something to you and it's like, you don't know how people are going to react. You don't know. Like, you don't know what's going to happen, how it could change your life, how it could change the people around you life, how people look at you differently. You feel me? Like, so I definitely understand that. But it's just, yeah, man, I don't know. That's real.
It's a conversation that I think we, as our community, will continue to have. But again, I just think.
Where do we draw the line? Like, where's the middle? Though. I don't, is it any?
I don't know. I think this is a conversation that as we continue to evolve, we just. How do we get to a place where it doesn't happen? We may not be able to go back and change it, but how do we get to a place where it doesn't happen moving forward?
Okay. Yeah.
Right? You can't change the past, but you can change the future. And we need to equip our kids with the knowledge. We also need to put away these sick MFers that literally are still out here doing it.
And that's why I be telling, like, yo, like, I know we had a conversation with Amari all the time. Like, if somebody ever do anything to you, you can come to us. We ain't just, like, come to us. Let me know. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
But even still, like, it's, man, you never know. Because even I could see a little girl not wanting to go to her father, scared that her father is going to retaliate and go to. It's like, no matter how comfortable you make somebody feel, they're still going to have their own feelings to.
Trying to protect.
You feel me? Like, they might want to protect their family.
Yeah.
It might not even be that they don't want to say nothing. Like, they might be scared of what they, like, what you're going to do. Like, man, I don't know. You right. Yeah, bro. That's crazy.
It's a slippery slope, bro. And I again, that's why I all you can hope is. He didn't do it, and that they were trying to extort him as a black man. Because we can run with that. You know what I'm saying? That's a different conversation. Like, all right, why are you trying to tear this black man down? And why is it? But the fact of the matter is, like, why is that the thing? Like, we could go to jail for guns and drugs and come back and still be the person. But, like, you really want to take, that is what they're pinning on. But it's like they're pinning it on people that are viewed in the culture as legends and pioneers and looked up to. Shout out to 50 Cent, though, on a funny note, because 50 Cent is very consistent.
50 is crazy.
This is not a funny conversation, but 50 Cent is very consistent.
What happened? What you mean?
He posted, he was just like, is the Super Bowl still going to happen? Because,
this nigga is insane.
Like, he was like, is the Super Bowl still happening? But it's relevant because how much influence Hov has on something like that.
Let me ask you this. Before we got to get out of here. We got to go. Right. How much of this, like, because, like, we joke about this 50 Cent thing and him being consistent. But where do we draw the line? Because I feel like 50, like, it's like, yeah, it's funny and be laughing jokes, but it's like, bro, sometimes, like, he really be downing your own people, right? Like, he really be kicking niggas while they down.
I don't know. I feel like 50 knows stuff that we don't know. Like,
but where do we draw the line with 50, though, bro? Like, where is this, like, not okay?
I'm a 50 fan.
I'm a 50 fan.
So I'm trying to think. What is he saying? It's always coded, right? So, like, what is he really trying to say?
Bro, ain't he trying to do a documentary for Diddy?
He is doing. I think he is.
Yeah, like, bro, where do we draw the line? Like, come on, bro. Like, even joking with niggas, like, bro, this ain't nothing to be joked about. 50, like, I get it, but goddamn, bro.
So, what would you want him to do? What do you feel like?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, because, like, we laugh about it all the time, but he the same one that be kicking niggas while they down, and he a part of the problem, low-key. As much as we like him, because I love 50.
I do love 50.
But it's like, bro.
It's a slippery slope with that, too.
How much of it is just entertainment and, like, because, bro, you probably play a part of the public opinion.
He does. So let me ask you, is it, because TMZ already put out their document.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing one. Probably going to hire black actors.
He gonna holler Tyler Perry.
Holler at Tyler Perry. He's gonna have people that are looking like him that are staffed on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's he will be able to control the narrative from our, from probably a standpoint that a white counterpart would just looking to exploit. So I mean, again, I can't justify it. It is wrong to, if they're innocent, but if they're not.
Oh yeah, if they're not, yeah, for sure.
But like I said, I just feel like he knows something that we don't.
Yo, did, and this is, I mean, this is random, but not random. Did he rape somebody? Did he get locked up for raping somebody?
I don't know. There's a lot of allegations. He got hit with a RICO.
Okay, because I just don't like the whole narrative. Like, because if he ain't raped nobody, if he's just a freaky-ass nigga, let that man be a freaky-ass nigga.
Let me look it up, like, all the charges that he got hit with, because I know it was a lot.
Did you hear anything like that? Did he get in trouble for raping somebody, or?
He got, I know there was sex trafficking.
Oh, sex trafficking.
And all of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you drug us, yeah, yeah.
So he got hit with...
That's different. Damn.
And this is on the United States, the Department of Justice. Let me see what he got hit with. 3 counts of indictment with racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transport.
But isn't sex trafficking just paying somebody to have, like, let's just paying somebody to have sex?
Not necessarily, no. Trafficking is more so like when you kidnap women and force them to have sex against their will.
Okay.
So like when you be watching those movies and like women goes to another country, yeah, or taken and things of that nature, and then they have them in those houses, they drug them up and people come through. That's a very real thing. Yeah. You know, so
yeah. Hey, that's why we gotta be careful even with these fetishes. Cause people be having like weird fetishes, like they wanna be. I seen a clip the other day, like a guy had a girl in the basement on a lower sex toy. Like, I guess that was his fetish. Like, that's what he wanted to do. He didn't have it, but he always wanted to have a girl in like a basement and a little sex toy. I seen this on Walt shit. What's the shit? Tequila Talk.
Oh boy.
Yeah, like I'll be like, yo, it be them fetishes, and then you want to have it, you get to have it in real life. Now you get locked up for fucking sex trafficking. It's like, bro, I don't know, bro. Niggas be taking this shit too far.
Some freaky ass niggas in this world. That's all I'm gonna say.
Stay the fuck inside. That's what they need
you
to
do, bro. Stay indoors and keep that to yourself, bro.
No, man, this is good, man. Do you have anything else, bro?
Niggas is potting.
Yeah, the lights is dying and shit. We got to get out of here,
That's
man.
What happened. I was looking. I was like, yeah, I saw something go off.
They telling us to get the fuck out. They telling us.
Well, until next time.
This is too much for YouTube, man. We're going to name
this podcast. This going to be your
parachute. We'll name this podcast later, man. Alexander LeBlanc, Mr. J. Hill.
Peace.
We right. It's a wrap. We out.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.